Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
That's right. Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This Monday, October 8th, 2012, entrepreneurs discuss the pros and cons of executing the plan tonight. What is the plan? It could be to open up a barbershop. It could be to start a new restaurant. Maybe you want to initiate a promotional idea or start a production company. Whatever the plan is, tonight we're going to help you to understand the pros and cons by discussing our own plans. Jump on it. It's Monday, again, October the 8th. And tonight, the next generation of U.S. designers, entrepreneurs, and the like take on just the idea of, you know, what's easy, what's not so easy, and kind of give you some perspective of our own based on our own experiences. Entrepreneurs take time to discuss the importance of following through on dreams, helping to create jobs in this oh-so-interesting economy, as well as what's required to sustain through tough times. Hey, chime in. Give us your opinion. Jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Young entrepreneurs discuss the pros and cons of executing the plan tonight. Plus, we have new music from your favorite artists, including Usher, 2 Chainz, Melanie Fiona, Sterling Sims, Rita Ora, Kanye, Jay-Z, Bobby V, and more all this week. But a few of those jump-offs are coming at you right now. Yep, it's Tiamana Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer. Hey, my new favorite joint right now on the streets gotta be this new joint by Big Sean, Kanye, Jay-Z. Is called The Click.
Well, the dollar you murder for is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, fuck it, then I want some.
B.I.G. Oh, God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mama. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to... Tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yep. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the feeling, man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women I be feeling, from the bank accounts I'm feeling. What a feeling, all man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D, that's killing everything that he see for the go. Click, 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 God. Click, click, ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to, they want to.
Click, clap, pick them up. Yeah, I'm coming, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking Ree. Yeah, I'm talking B. And I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking bossy. I ain't ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron, we ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Romanos, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm the hit. Least that's what my neck say, least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade, break it down for like 12 years, ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told, who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team, meet the supreme team. And all our eyes tweening only means one thing. You ain't f***ing with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. Click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to. They want to. They want to. Break records to Louis. Ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas in Paris, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where DC lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a new cruise present. See both swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays, so I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, she's screaming like he's Elvis, but I just want to design hotels and nail it. It's real, got me feeling Israelian, like Bar Raphael or Giselle. No, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now as you look at my life, I guess he's talking back with my click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to. They want to.
Wow, that right there is a banger. You are in tune. TM Hotman Radio Live. Hey, we bringing you new music first. Nobody's playing that right now. Nobody's playing that right now. We glad that joint is Big Sean, Kanye, Jay-Z. It's called A Click. Again, TM Hotman Radio Live, bringing you new music first. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. Tonight, the discussion is pros and cons of executing the plan. Hey, with entrepreneurs calling in, hanging out with me all night long. Before I go any further, all the way live from Orlando, Florida, give it up, that entertainer extraordinaire, Mrs. Claylicious. Hey, welcome to the show, Mom. What's good?
Good evening. Good evening, everybody.
What up, what up? I can see your smile all the way from Tampa.
Hey, laughter is good for the soul, and so it smiles.
Hey, laughter is good for the soul. Hey, tonight, Claylicious is going to hang out with myself, my man Chris Billy Elliott, CEO of Vano Couture Clothing, is hanging out with us tonight, along with several that's going to stop past and just be a part of this good discussion amongst entrepreneurs. We're discussing the pros and cons of executing the plan. What is the plan? It could be whatever. You know, for me, it is, you know, video production, you know, film, television type projects. It's outreach, it's teaching, it's seminars. It's a gamut of things. For Billy, as he discussed on Friday, it's bringing you the flyest new gear. He has T-shirts, he has jackets, he has these tight hoodies that I fired off all over Facebook. He can talk more about that later. Or you could be starting your own entertainment company like my friend here hanging out with us tonight, Mrs. Claylicious. Clay, tell the folks about yourself. What makes you an entrepreneur? And one, I got a lot of respect for this lady. Not only is she an entrepreneur, she's a real entertainer. She's making things happen in Orlando, which is, you know, really, it is close to being one of, you know, the country's largest tourist areas, Orlando, Florida. Clay, what makes you an entrepreneur? Tell the people a little bit about what you're doing out there in Orlando, Florida.
First of all, I just want to say, Terrence, thank you so much because you have been very, very, very instrumental in a lot of things that I have been doing. So I just want to give props to you and just say, yay, 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 you are the bomb, you are the best, and I got somebody for you when you're ready. But I love entertainers. I'm not just a comedian. I'm an entertainer because I host major events. I do comedy. I act. I sing. I do all sorts of things. I just recently started a Hustle Aerobics class. It's called Hustle Aerobics Laughter Hours Playlicious, and I'm so excited about the class. Major things has been happening from the class is about a lot of people, they don't like to exercise, such as myself. And so I figure, like, if you're laughing while working out, what better exercise than that? And so I incorporated the idea, probably I talked to you about it maybe like a couple of months ago or so, I believe, and mm-hmm. I kind of launched it. And my first class, I had 9 or 12 people that came to my class, and so from there, it's just been like booming. I got Claylicious shirts, and the concept is that you're just laughing so much, you don't even realize that you're sweating and working out. Because I believe that laughter is good for the soul. In fact, my motto is laughter is good for the soul. So I'm all about, through my whole business that I do, everything that Claylicious is about is laughter, joy, fun. Because I believe that no matter what the circumstance or situation is, you can just be able to laugh about it. No matter how big it is, let's just laugh. Laughter is just good for the soul. Just show your beautiful teeth. And so I've been doing that. you and I were working on our DVD, the DVD, Laugh the Weight Off for Claylicious, because I used to be over 300 pounds. I'm very, very, very excited about that project, which, again, I just love you to pieces. You're just awesome. So I used to be over 300 and something pounds, so I, like, lost all this weight. And so the concept, again, is about laughing the weight off. And it's not about losing weight. It's about the weight can be anything. It can be if you're in a bad relationship and you need to get out. Your husband tripping. He don't want to take the trash out and you don't want to hit him across the head. You know, it could be anything. Your kids should be just beat your kids for Jesus. Speaking of beating your kids for Jesus, I'm working on a DVD called Beat Your Kids for Jesus, Part 1, 2, and 3. That'll be coming out shortly as well, too. Also, with my Hustle class, I'm working on a DVD for that as well, too. So, yeah, just a lot of great things been going on for me. Been doing the radio.
You know what? I don't want to cut you off, right? But one, we're going to bring, you know, CeeLo on. But let me just go back because I want to just pinpoint, highlight a couple things you said. We'll bring CeeLo on. We'll take a break, then we'll come back and drill down. But you just said a couple things. One, you said that you were overweight. Mm-hmm. You spoke in past tense, so I'm assuming that you've lost a lot of weight. I want to talk about that. But moreover, I want to talk about how you've taken your personal situation. And you've created a motto, you know, laughter is good for the soul. And you've taken something that could have been something that damned you, and you've turned it into a business via Hustle Aerobics. We're going to pause for a minute. We're going to come back with Claylicious coming to us live out of Orlando, Florida tonight to welcome CeeLo coming to us live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time, people. How do you do?
Hey!
What's good? So you were just on, and you heard Clay talk about her Hustle Aerobics, right, CeeLo?
Right.
I want to drill down a little bit more about Hustle Aerobics, how it's really helping people, because I could see how something like that, where you're laughing and you're working out at the same time, could be, one, something that people would be interested in, specifically those that don't like exercise.
I think when
health and wellness is really a big deal, and tonight, my friend, we are entrepreneurs discussing the pros and cons of executing the plan. The plan is anything, even personal issues that you can take, turn around, and create opportunities out of them. Claylicious took lemons, and she's making, as we speak, some lemonade. We'll talk more with Clay. Live out of Orlando. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. We got CeeLo joining us live out of Charlotte, and we got folks listening all over the world. If you want to chime in, give your opinion tonight, or share some of your expertise, we welcome it this Money Monday. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, I will get the click back on before we get out of here tonight. We'll probably end. We came in with that new joint from Big Sean, Kanye, and Jay-Z, and so we'll end the show tonight with that same joint. But for now, let's check out this new joint right here. It's Ray Lavender. Remember, you heard it first right here, TMI Radio Live. It's called We Love Ray Lavender. It's a smooth, on point new music joint.
Ooh, ooh, I know.
Love makes it harder than ever before. But these moments are to treasure. So whenever we are close, we can't expect to make a most of what it is we share. Let's take it there without a care. Cause that's what we do. That's just what we do, baby. Baby, like a king. It's just you and me, girl. Time and time again, and when we bound through it all, we all fight for the same cause, 'cause we.
TMI and Radio Live, and that was new music coming from Ray Lavender, We Love. And if you're just joining us, you're joining up Money Mondays on the TMI and Radio Live show. And we have, if I'm correct, Coco Licious?
Is it?
Close enough, sweetie. Claylicious.
Oh, Clay, you know what? I'm so sorry. I said,
it's okay. Okay, laugh is good, but don't laugh about it.
My Coco, where did I get that from?
Coco-licious. Don't worry about it, sweetie.
Yes. Okay, you can put that under a caption in your new bikini shot. Yes. You know, you do your shot. You say you lost weight, right?
Yes, ma'am. I lost weight. I lost over 100 pounds. I used to be like 343 pounds, and currently I'm like 186. Depending on whose scale I get on, 186.7 or stuff. Thank you,
congratulations,
sweetie.
Congratulations. I said congratulations. Yes, because I was a little chunky myself, you know, and the thing is that when you lose weight, it takes, you know, the pressure off of certain joints. It helps you be able to breathe easier, and your body, you know, responds to you differently as well, you know.
So true.
So it's a good thing. You know, some people aren't too motivated about losing weight because of the simple fact, a lot of times, and people may be surprised, but when you gain weight, sometimes you really realize it one day. You don't know that you've been gaining weight the whole time until one day you reach for something. You're like, damn, my wrist is thick. What the hell? And then you look at the rest of your body, you're like, where did this come from? So believe me, I understand. I have broken a bra to myself, honey. It is a beautiful thing to lose weight. Yes, it is.
It was the only gangster lean, you know what I'm saying? 2 tons of fine, no big deal. Hello?
You are not alone, Clay. You are not alone. Tonight's show, my friends, is entrepreneurs discussing the pros and cons of executing a plan tonight. I know you might have thought it was about weight loss for a moment, but no, tonight's show is about executing the plan for entrepreneurs. Now, what I do want to bring back was before the last break, Clay talked about hustle aerobics and the fact that she had lost, Clay, you just said 100, which is actually, I didn't know that. And I thought I knew a little bit about you. 100 and what pounds?
Yes, subtract 343. I just got on the scale like a couple of days or so ago, so I'm doing like this little whole little workout regimen. So the scale has said 176 point something. But then again, I got another person's scale that has said 178 point. So the scale is playing games. But either here or there, I'm 170 something. I can let you know that.
Hey.
Your health.
What I'm going to say to that, that's unbelievable because, I mean, I know people really don't like, you know, discussing weight. Weight is a very sensitive topic to a lot of people. But what I love about what you've done is, again, as an entrepreneur and entertainer, you've really taken a personal situation. And not only have you made it comfortable to discuss, you've made it funny. And in turn, laughter absolutely is turned good for the soul. You have turned into a business. Again, explain to those who are just joining the show. It's 9:25 on the East Coast, 6:25 on the West Coast tonight. Explain to those who are just joining the show, Clay, what you are doing out in Orlando to help other people to become healthier.
Well, first of all, again, I'm Claylicious, and I'm an entertainer. I host events. I do comedy. I act. I do all sorts of things. And one of the things I just recently launched, probably about a month and a half, 2 months ago, is Hustle Aerobics Laughter Hour with Claylicious. My class is only 1 hour long. And the concept of the class is that the average person just don't like to exercise, and that includes myself. And so my motto is that laughter is good for the soul. So I figured, what I did was I went around and asked people, like, what makes you not want to exercise? And pretty 99% of people said, it's boring, I don't like to do it, I'm lazy, it's boring. And I said, so let me help you not make the class boring. So So I did a test route, and I did a little poll or whatever I said. So I had a little setup or whatever. I had some little Claylicious shirts and everything. And so we had so much fun. I had them laughing so hard. They was, like, in tears laughing. They didn't even realize that they was, like, sweating like cows, just sweating and working at the same time. I have a lady in my class. She's 72 years old. She had a heart attack about a couple of months ago. And so she wasn't able to do all this. Like 7 months ago, she had a heart attack. 6 months ago, I'm sorry. And so she came to the class. This lady is slamming in the class. She's already lost 12 pounds. Yep, she lost 12 pounds. She's been coming to my class for consecutively, I believe it's 6 weeks now that she's come to my class. And she's lost already 12 pounds. And she's feel better. And I have, like, testimonials on YouTube as well, too. So if you go to my YouTube channel, it's Claylicious Hustle Aerobics Testimonials. It's part of my Claylicious show as well, too. And so it's just really, really fun. The whole concept is just laughing because it's about a mind shift. You know, like I used to be overweight as well, too. And even I have smaller people in my class, too. So it's not all about just only losing weight. It's about a mind shift. Because when you shift your mind, you can shift everything else in your life. I don't care if you're 300 pounds, 200 pounds, or 100 pounds. If you don't renew your mind, then you will just be doing the same thing over and over and over and over, and you'll get the same results. So you just got to laugh about it. No matter what your circumstances is, if you hook up with Claylicious, you're going to laugh your circumstances away. And at the end of the day, you're going to be doing A-OK with your girl, Clay. Hey, hey.
I know
Clay. Clay, as a entrepreneur today, you identify yourself as an entrepreneur. Where did the ambition come from? The hustle aerobics may have come from the weight loss, but the mindset to actually, do business, create a business out of it. Have you always had, an idea? Do you have specific talents or experiences that kind of make you want to make it a business? Where did it start?
Well, first of all, it also, I got to give props to, first and foremost, God. Because I believe that God created Clay. I believe that there is only one Claylicious on earth, period. Nobody can duplicate me. And I believe that God gave me from the beginning of time, he gave me something on the inside of me that I needed to give to the world. And I believe that, and I'm also a firm believer, is that the people that you associate can do one or two things for you. They're either going to take you up or take you down. So it's very important to me is people that I associated with. That's why I was saying for you, it was a blessing when you and I connected because you're somebody that's on the next level. And so I've always hung around people on the next level. I've always been attracted to or people attract themselves to me on 2-3 levels higher than myself. And people have always told me, oh, Clay, you're so funny. Oh, Clay, you're this and you're that. And I said, wait a minute. I am designed to do some sweet stuff on earth. Let me go on ahead and let the world know that there's a Claylicious and that they need to experience Claylicious. So I got connected to two amazing pastors, Dr. James and Dr. Stacia Pierce of Dream Life Center in Orlando, Florida. So if you're in the area, come on out to the church. It's awesome. And I believe that you need a life coach in life. You need somebody that you can be held accountable to, somebody that's going to not only celebrate you, but somebody who also going to say, you know what, that's a great idea, but maybe try this way, and you can be able to take the blows no matter from what direction it comes from, but you can be able to have an open ear to listen. And so it was very important to me to stay connected to a powerful man and woman of God and also to surround myself with people of like faith like myself. And so even when I was younger, at a younger age, I've always, when you brought up our lemonade stands, I've always been when I say a hustler, I mean, in the right way, I always okay, I'm gonna make it out here no matter what. So I'm going to find me a Kool-Aid stand. I'm going to do whatever I can. Even when I was younger, I've always had the gift to make people laugh because I believe, even when I was 5,000 pounds, I was the biggest girl out here. Couldn't nobody tell me nothing. And then
That's
when
right.
I lost some weight, baby, please. So I just believe that attitude through everything in life, I believe that attitude is everything, and it's important that you have a mind shift. That's where I contribute my success from, is having a mind shift and always keeping the positive right attitude no matter what the circumstance or situation is.
Hey, that's awesome right there, and I think that's a great segue into the next half of the show. Folks, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Coming up next, Chris Billy Elliott, CEO Vano Couture Clothing. He's going to jump into this conversation we're having with Clay Licious live out of Orlando tonight. The entrepreneurs discuss the pros and cons of executing the plan. I'm going to say it. She just really said it. So I'll just recap, you know, and share some new music with you. It's all about your attitude. You got to surround yourself with like-minded people who are doing what you want to do. You can never give up. You can never let your personal situations or your issues overtake you. You know, don't be afraid. Never give up. Keep the right attitude. That's really what it's all about. We're talking about entrepreneurs executing the plan tonight. We'll be right back. And we got some tips for you and more personal experiences. I'm going to share a few of my own. TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 9:32. TM Hyman Live.
Too much light in this window. Don't wake me up. Only coffee, no sugar inside my cup. If I wake and you're here still, give me a kiss. I wasn't finished dreaming about to live. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up.
Monday, at 917-889-3926. Tonight, entrepreneurs discuss pros and cons to executing a plan. We got CEO of Vano Couture Clothing hanging out with us tonight, jumping in on this here conversation. Got Clay Licious and CeeLo hanging out as well.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey, what's good?
What's good?
What's up?
Maintaining.
Hey,
we all blessed to see another day, man. We all blessed to see another day.
This is true, bro. And we can't take it for granted. Cannot
nah,
take it
definitely.
For granted. Hey, back hanging out, Mr. Chris Billy Elliott, CEO Vano Couture clothing. I know I said Bano earlier, folks. Don't judge me.
Oh,
I got it right
there,
man.
I got it. It's all new to the people, so sometimes I had to go through that a lot, man.
Hey, well, hey, we want to make sure we get it right on this show. Vano Couture Clothing. Hey, we appreciate you for hanging out with us Friday, man. You dropped some realness on you. And this half hour, we want to kick it up a few notches. You got CeeLo hanging out of Charlotte. Claylicious live out of Orlando. Hey, where you coming from tonight, Chris?
I'm out in Charlotte myself. I'm in the Queen City, representing.
Okay, North Carolina in the building.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, Clay was talking about the fact that, you know, she is an entertainer. She is a comedian. She's a host. She's a singer. She's an actress. And she has created a program, a workout program, you know, after losing 170-some pounds. It's something called Hustle Aerobics. Hustle Aerobics.
That's great.
She's telling jokes, making people laugh, and they exercising all
right
at the same time. Hey,
that's
so
beautiful, Clay.
Before
thank
we
you,
go further, Clay, where can people meet you, when, and how much does it cost?
Well, right now I'm running a special. You can do because a lot of people want me to do individual stuff with them, people be shy, whatever. I'm helping them with that as well too. So you can join my class for this month. You can do $15, or you'll have a group rate as well too. But if you want to know more about the group rates, you can go to my website. You can go to claylicious.com. You can call 313-288-2281. You can go on my Facebook page, Clay Neal, CLAYNEAL, and request me to be a friend on there, and I have a lot of details and more about that, about the Hustle Aerobics class as well too. Or you can also dial 517-410-6690 as well too.
And so what I'm trying to encourage tonight, my friends, is the fact that any real business idea, I mean, I definitely consider myself an entrepreneur, and everybody that's a part of this discussion tonight is an entrepreneur. Any real idea, most business ideas or most businesses really start from an idea or a vision.
Right.
You got to understand that. The seeds that, you know, were planted through situations, circumstances, people, inspiration, depression, you know, anger, you know, happiness, all of that, you know, kind of sparks ideas. Clay took the fact that she was overweight and came over that, overcame that,
beautiful,
and
yeah,
now it's a business opportunity.
Right.
Chris, your clothing line, you talked a little bit about it Friday night, but, you know, where did the initial entrepreneurial spirit come from? You know, did you think about creating stuff when you were younger? Where did the idea for business come from?
As I was going to, you know, create the line, and just as I was going weighing it, and, you know, it was basically turning out nice, I made majority just running with it. You know what I'm saying? Well, I didn't go to school or nothing for it. It was just, I guess whatever I feel like I get myself involved with, I'm going to win. And I just applied myself, and it was something that I was loving doing in the process. And I just, you know, ran with it and just kept going at it, man, day to day, not letting up. You know, of course you're going to go through the bump of roads. You know, that's nothing comes easy.
Right. Nothing worthwhile comes easy.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to want to do it. You got to want to do some things, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tonight, you know, with these minds, these like minds that are part of this roundtable tonight, we call ourselves entrepreneurs. And so, you know, the pros and the cons is really, you know, the conversation I want to kind of talk about and really help people who are trying to start businesses but are scared, because fear kind of torments a lot of people and keep them from doing what it is that they really want to do. So I want us tonight to encourage people that have ideas but just really don't know what to do. I'll tell you three very simple things from my perspective. And, you know, in my career at this point, I've had well over 5,000 employees over 12 years, up and down the East Coast. And, you know, that's with the Fortune 500, you know, company. So I can tell you as a leader within a Fortune 500 company that you have to be a leader, first and foremost. You have to be able to make decisions. And most business decisions are tough decisions because they impact people. So you can't be a punk in business. And number three, you have to be able to manage people and manage employees, even if those people are close to you. And so tonight we're talking about executing the plan. What is the plan? If you're trying to open up a barbershop, if you're trying to start a clothing company, you know, if you're trying to start a restaurant, an entertainment company, a lawn, you know, company, an electrical company, it doesn't matter. Whatever you're trying to start, it comes back to your gifts, your talents. If you understand that your gifts and your talents will always make room for you, if you really understand that, you won't allow things to distract you.
Right. You can't get discouraged. Exactly. If you know you got the abilities and the blessings and the gift, how can you get discouraged?
Most people don't embrace that. Most people don't know that for some reason. But see, I want to say this tonight, and I want you all to elaborate, and we're going to take a break, come back, and keep it going. But I'm really trying to help to break the glass ceiling because it's all in our mind. Would you all disagree that all of the clutter, all of the frustration, is really in our interpretation of things? So we got to stop assuming and we got to stop playing games. You have to know your gifts, know your talent, so that when somebody says that sucks, you can say, okay, it sucks to you. Thank you. God bless you. Good night. On to the next. But that takes you knowing your gifts and knowing your talents for yourself. Hey, tonight, entrepreneurs discuss the pros and cons to executing the plan. If you want to weigh in, hey, we don't mind. But if you don't, hey, we already know. We'll keep it going. 917-889-3926. Rita Ora, R-I-P. You're my mother alive.
R-I-P to the girl you used to see. Her days are over. Baby, she's over.
Reach out. I feel your aura. Jump out at the remote. Get in my flag and saucer. I'll make you call me daddy, even though you ain't my daughter. Maybe I ain't talking books when I said that I can take you across the border. I'm young and free. I'm London G. I'm tongue in cheek. So baby, give me some tongue and cheek. Slow and steady for me. Go on like a Debbie for me. And say the word soon as you're ready for me.
I'm ready for you. Hit them all. Push it up. Put them on, lift it up. Let my perfume soak into your sweater. Say you'll be here soon. Sooner the better. No option for you saying no. I'll run this game, just play a role. Follow my lead, what you waiting for? Thought it over and decided tonight is your night. Please.
TM Hyman Radio Live, and that was Rita Ora with R.I.P.
That's right.
You heard it here first. And it's Money Monday, and we have a beautiful guest on with us, Ms. Claylicious. And then we also have Mr. Elliot, designer of Vano Clothing.
That's right.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes, and y'all gotta look out for Vano Clothes and look out for it. It's definitely
Hit up the website. Hit up the website, bro.
VanoClothing.com. Definitely check it out, folks. The website is VanoClothing.com. Vano represents you. Visions are never overlooked. We all have a vision. So it definitely represents you, who you are. So never give up. Always apply yourself and sky's the limit.
No doubt. Also, hit him up on Facebook. He got all the new pieces, which are hot to death. Check it out. It's a piece for everybody, I'm sure. I mean, options for you. You got
hoodie
options.
Time, folks. It's definitely hoodie time. The weather's breaking. So they got some nice male and female hoodies and fleece jackets. Check it out.
No doubt. So you gotta get your Vano clothing and your hoodies and your sports stuff so that when you leave Hustle Aerobics, it'll be all good.
Yeah.
Yes. Hustle Aerobics. Keep it up, Miss Lady. You know, you've been chosen to do what you do. So
Thank you.
Keep
you as well.
We want to make sure that people are actually learning from, you know, this conversation tonight. So the first thing that we want to say as entrepreneurs to you all listening tonight, per the conversation, number one, the number one fact that we rate tonight is that you have to have a good attitude. You have to have a positive attitude if you're going to be successful at executing your plan. Number two, based on what's been said tonight, fact number two that's rating is surround yourself with positive people and like minds.
Definitely need a good energy.
If you really don't surround yourself with people who are trying to do or who are striving towards, guess what? It's only up or down. Those people are going to bring you down if they aren't already up on the same level with you or above you. You want people that's going to pull you up. You don't want people that's going to pull you down. And that takes us to the fact that checking in at number three tonight is the fact that you have to make good decisions.
Yeah.
You have to make good decisions. And before we left with that R.I.P. Rita Ora joint, we were talking about, you know, things that's in our mind. You know, the one thing that you cannot do in business is you can't get caught up in a whole bunch of assuming. It's not about your interpretation or how you feel. Your emotions has nothing to do with it in business. And most people will not ever be successful. They will never be successful in business because they're too emotional. And so you have to have people around you that's going to keep you grounded, and people who are not going to kiss, you know, your glutamus, your whatever, you know, whatever it is. Because this is business. This is not personal. If you want people to pamper you and cater to you, then you should do that at home. That's personal.
Right.
But in business, that's completely different. Good decisions.
If I can piggyback real quick on there.
Let's keep this conversation going. Absolutely.
That right there, it goes back to, I tell people all the time, because people often be like, oh, Claylicious, you're always so happy, you're always so this, and you're always so this. And I tell everybody, sweetie, it's a choice. It's not that I don't deal with things that everybody else deal with. Sometimes things come at me sometimes even harder, which I'm pretty sure you all know because you're entrepreneurs. And when you're an entrepreneur and you know you're doing some things, the enemy is going to always make sure he set up a trap. That's why it's very important for you to know that you know that you know that whatever it is that God has called you to do, if you know that you know that you know that you're called to do that, it don't matter what Billy Bob say, it don't matter what poverty, whoever say,
people going to always try to come throw you off. People going to have, or girl, if I was you, I would have did this or I would have done that. But that's why it's important for you to have a relationship. And I always bring up the guy factor because I, for myself, I know that I can't do what I do if it was not for God, you know, give you strength. Because you have to be bold. You have to be determined. And you have to have a dogmatic attitude and a determination. And I'm not going to quit. I'm going to stay up no matter how long it takes me. Like my husband, which is slash my manager as well, too. This dude, he doesn't sleep. Because we just have the attitude that we're winners. So no matter what nobody else say, I don't care if the wind blows to the left or to the right, we're rooted in ground because we know what we're called to do. And another thing is important is you have to educate yourself on what it is that you're called to do. If you're saying that you're in the entertainment business, it's important for you to know your field. Know what it is that you really want to do so you can be able to educate others on what it is that you feel like you're called to do. And yeah. Terrence made a good point when he was saying about being emotional. You got to get your emotions together. You got, and that's where laughter is so good for the soul. People going to make you cry all the time, but it's a choice. You got to choose to be an overcomer through, no matter if you're doing entertainment, no matter if you're selling hoodies, no matter if you mow the lawn, whatever it is that you're called to do, whatever it is that your business is, you got to know what you got to know and be confident in what it is that you're called to do so you won't get jealousy won't kick in, haterism won't kick in. You could be able to celebrate other people and not just tolerate them. And at the end of the day, you go home smiling and laughing because you know, God, this is what you called me to do, so I'm all good what you called me to do.
And you know what? I think it takes, no, you just put it perfectly because I will, you know, kind of sum that up with the fact that you got to be a leader.
Yes, you do. And that's the first point that you said about being a leader.
You know, so I'll spell it out as point number four tonight, you know, after making good decisions. And you got to be a leader because we're talking about business. See, so guess what? There's a difference between the person that owns the business compared to the people that come and patronize the business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See, it's really not business if you don't have consumers. And so you can't have the same mindset as your consumer trying to run your business.
That's so good.
It's going to fail. I'm talking to entrepreneurs tonight. Mm-hmm. Entrepreneurs are helping you to understand the pros and cons to this business. So it starts with your mind. You have to separate the childish things from the grown man things when it comes to business, or guess what? You will be trampled. Get out of the way, because this is a conversation for big people who are doing big things, and for people whose feelings aren't hurt. We're building things. We're entrepreneurs, right?
Well, you have to keep in mind though that, and a lot of people get this messed up too, because I always hear this. Well, I thought that they were my friend. And one thing that I learned early on is you don't have any friends when it comes to business. I don't care
That's
if
we've
been best friends all our lives. When we are sitting down to the table to sign this paperwork, you are Mrs. Jones and I'm Mrs. Boss. You see what I'm saying? It's like it has nothing to do with what our friendship is, because a friend's mind and a business mind is two different things.
So let me just drill down on this leader piece right quick, because we get it on this call. You know, our experiences at this point, you know, where we are, you know, we've had relationships, good, bad, and indifferent, that has helped us to become leaders. So tonight, if you're sitting at home listening to this conversation and you're really serious about it, again, you know, number one tonight, tip, have a good attitude. Number two, surround yourself with positive people, make things happen. Number three, make good decisions. Number four, be a leader. But ask yourself, do I have the traits to be an effective leader? You know, do you have the traits to be an effective leader? If not, guess what? It's okay. You know, support leaders. Everybody's not built to be a leader, but there's people that's built to support leaders. Know your role based on your talent. Don't be intimidated by your role, because everybody's role is relevant. You know,
I wanted to add that, like, even, I mean, I know we have guest on the show, which is, which was, you know, a vision of yours, which is also a vision of mine, Mr. Hyman, and the way the world works. And I don't know, you know, if people even know how we met, but I use that
let's not take them too far down memory lane. We have about five minutes left in the show.
No,
Mr. Hyman, you're tough money, Mr. Hyman.
Just the fact that we have history, and who would have known that 10 years after meeting each other on a whole different platform, that we would be on this platform giving people platforms. You see what I'm saying?
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
And the people we get to touch and the people we get to help is
we don't
really
take it for granted. We don't take it for granted at all.
You know, and that's a shared, you know, that's a shared goal.
It's like we said earlier, being surrounded around the right people, your environment, the people that you associate with, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Right. You got to have the right company.
Yeah, I mean, I will say, you know, association brings on assimilation. If you're trying to go somewhere, you better surround yourself with people who are going somewhere. That's the fastest way to get there, I'll tell you. Hey, if you want to log, if you want
to
chime in,
you don't gotta wait
chime
to
in
get
this
packed.
Conversation, hey, you can chime in. We got like 4 minutes left, 3 minutes left in the show. Hey, thanks. Tonight we have really been trying to talk about the importance of following your dreams. You know, when we follow our dreams in turn, you know, we generate revenue that creates jobs. And, you know, I'm talking about creating jobs that will sustain even during tough times. We got an election coming up that we need to stand up for. We're going to take Wednesday at 9 p.m. to conclude this conversation. Part two, entrepreneurs discuss pros and cons to executing the plan. If we don't create jobs or help to create jobs in our community, you know, we are just as much as a part of the problem, specifically when you are positioned to make a difference. Folks, regardless of where you are listening to us tonight from, the common thread is you're interested in creating. You see yourself as an entrepreneur. You want to know more. We want to help you. Chris, I don't know what you're doing Wednesday, bro, but you're welcome to come back to this platform. Clay, you're welcome to come back to this platform.
Always do.
Hey,
absolutely.
We will have more people back with us on Wednesday, entrepreneurs, talking about the pros and cons to executing the plan, part two. Tonight, I'm going to leave y'all with this new joint, Big Sean, Kanye, Jay-Z. It's called
Some Exclusive.
Hey, good night, good night, everybody.
Good night. Everybody be safe.
Good night.
Is that the one fighting for your soul? Are your brothers the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget it, I want some.
B.I.G. Oh, God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the. A bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yeah. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deep in that Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the feeling. Man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling from the back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Real talk. Real talk.
Talk Radio Show.